Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from Savannah, Georgia, at the Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference 2022. It's Lee Cantor with Association Leadership Radio. So excited to be interviewing James Dean with Cranston. Welcome, James.
Hey, it's good to be here, guys.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Cranston. How are you serving folks?
Cranston is a civil engineering firm focusing in structural, civil, landscape architecture, and surveying services in the Augusta area and then Hilton Head and Charleston, South Carolina. Been around for 57 years and just hoping to meet some folks here this week and kind of grow our footprint in the economic development arena.
Now, at Cranston, do you have a specialty? Is there a niche that you serve, or are you pretty much industry agnostic?
No, we serve across really all sides of the industry. For me personally, I'm on the land development side, the private side. Anything funded by private dollars would funnel through my side of the office, and that's where my experience is.
Now, what is the kind of the pain that your clients are having where Cranston's the right solution?
We have a unique culture at Cranston. We have those people that look to build relationships, not just do the job. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be there in all aspects of it. You know, we want to do a good job. Our clients are number one priority in that. But, you know, we're seeking to facilitate those relationships and be a little more than just behind the desk. You know, we want to get out. We want to get our faces out, meet those guys and make things happen that way. You know, just going beyond just civil engineering, but being good people and, you know, working behind the scenes in that regard. So,
and then you're based in Augusta, but you serve the whole region?
That's right. We are, our headquarters is in Augusta, but we do serve generally the central Savannah River area. You know, that would be as far to the coast as, you know, the Burke County, Allendale County on the South Carolina side. But with the regional offices, that's opened up an opportunity for us to reach out along the coast. Being that we're in Hilton Head and have a presence there, you know, being in Savannah makes a lot of logical sense.
Now, I know you're a sponsor of this conference today. What would be kind of a victory for you, something you'd be cheering back at headquarters about coming out of this conference?
Really, you know, we've only been at this about a year or two. I think this is only our second conference in being in person. So I think a win for us would be just getting our name out there and meeting some people and getting some good contacts that we could lean on for future work. You know, we've heard a lot about what's going on around the state. And, you know, if we can turn something like that into a potential project or job for us, that would be a win.
Now, so when you come to a conference like this and as a sponsor, are you speaking as well? Or are you just networking with folks?
We're just focused on networking right now, you know, building a presence, you know, so hopefully that next time we come here that people recognize us and are beginning to basically network for us. You know, that's always a plus when we have people introducing us to other people and doing it that way rather than just, you know, trying to do it on our own.
Now, do you get a lot of clients from existing, you know, they're an existing client and they decide to build one more building or go into another location? Is that how you get your clients primarily right now?
Yeah, a lot of it is that, you know, it's repeat business from existing clients or personal referrals. You know, we do see the benefit in a networking event like this where, you know, not only we can be shared with others, but, you know, we have the opportunity to meet others and share that as well. So it could be a plus for everybody.
Now, what are the kind of the people that you refer business out to? Is there kind of an ecosystem for your firm that, you know, people refer business to you, you refer different aspects of business to other folks?
Yeah. We refer those aspects that we aren't.
Not your superpower.
Yeah, that's not our expertise. You know, if we're talking about geotech, contractors, site contractors, general contractors, environmental. We don't do that in house, but all those we have certain partners that we like to team up with, and we'd like to refer those.
So is that part of the networking too? You're always looking for kind of partners. You're always looking to partner in different areas.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's a very collaborative business you're in, right? It takes a lot of folks to get something
built. It does. There's a lot of players at the table when you're when you're working on a project like any of these, industrial or warehouse or, you know, really any of them. There's many players involved.
Now, is there a project that you've worked on that was the most interesting or most proud of?
Well, over 18 years, I've worked on a lot of them. You know, I think the ones that I would be most proud of are the larger scale projects, the ones that have a life. You know, we've worked on some things back in the Augusta area, the Columbia County area, that they're not industrial related, but, you know, golf course style developments where we've taken a tract of land from 900 acres of nothing but wooded properties to, you know, 700 lots, golf courses, and, you know, amenities like that. So
that must be exciting to see that on paper as a plan and then all of a sudden see it come to life.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of steps in it. I really enjoy that side of it, you know, just getting in there and putting my head down and doing the work.
But it's a lot of problem solving, right? It's not a straightforward process.
Yeah, and that's what I tell my guys, especially the newer engineers all the time, that, you know, it's when you're straight out of school, you want to find an answer in a book. It's not necessarily there. You know, they teach us to be problem solvers, and they lean on us to do that. So
and it's things very change, right? I'm sure that like you start in one direction, things are going to change, and you got to deal with it.
That's right. That's right.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more about Cranston, maybe kind of schedule a call with you or get on your calendar, what is the best way to get a hold of you and learn more about Cranston?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they can. I would encourage anybody listening to look us up on the web. You know, CranstonEngineering.com. You know, we have a lot of information there, a lot of background on our projects. My name is on there. My contact information is there. More than willing to talk to anybody that may be listening that's interested in working with us. And, you know, right now in terms of leadership, you know, we're really interested in growing. You know, there's a vision there that sees us branching out from our current footprints and really reaching out and extending our boundaries. So, you know, anybody in 150-mile radius of Augusta, you know, if you're listening, we're more than happy to talk to you.
You're open for business.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, James, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few from Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference.